Great, thank you. Good afternoon, this is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the November 13th, 2024 meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners Management Committee. This meeting is also being conducted in person and telephonically for additional access by the public. Val Lingusamy, Rhode Island Housing Assistant Director of Information Technology, will provide information and guidance on this in-person and telephonic meeting.
Thank you, Carol. Good afternoon. This is Val Lingusamy, Assistant Director of IT at Rhode Island Housing. This meeting will be recorded and available for review on the Rhode Island Housing website within 3 to 5 business days after the meeting. Except for specific Rhode Island Housing staff, all callers will be muted during the meeting. To prevent any feedback or background noise, please mute your telephones if you are not speaking. If during the meeting anyone is having technical difficulties with audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-429-1430. Thank you.
Good afternoon. This is Kelly Kenyon-LaValle, Deputy General Counsel. All members of the Management Committee are appearing in person this afternoon in keeping with the Rhode Island Open Meetings Act. Members of the public may also access the meeting via teleconference or attend in person according to their preference. If the teleconference is interrupted, we will stop the meeting until audio is restored. Chairman Pryor will preside this afternoon and will be voting by voice vote. Meeting participants, please state your name prior to speaking each and every time. Telephone participants, please mute your lines if you are not speaking. Now I will turn it over to Chairman Pryor to call the meeting to order.
Thank you. This is Stephen Pryor. It's 1:33 p.m. I'm calling the meeting to order. I want to thank everyone for doing this meeting. It was a bit of a judgment call whether we do the committee or the board. I think it will be a very quick agenda, but we may as well make sure we provide ample opportunity for questions, if there are any. Very straightforward. So I'd like to ask Carol to conduct the roll, if you would.
Commissioner Designee Weber?
Here.
Commissioner Pryor?
Here.
Commissioner Designee Craven?
Here.
Commissioner Designee Quiberall?
Here.
Then let's go ahead and introduce committee item one, which is minutes for October 7th. If you haven't already, please refresh your recollection, take a quick look. And if you're ready, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
Seconded, Rob.
Moved and seconded. Any edits? Hearing none, Kelly, would you conduct the voice vote?
Absolutely. This is Kelly Kenyon-LaValle. Commissioners, all those in favor of approving the minutes of the Management Committee meeting held on October 7th, 2024, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. For the record, the motion is approved by unanimous vote.
Okay. Business items action number two, recommendation for approval of list of pre-qualified communication services and research firms. Christine Hunsinger is going to present this one. Please, Christine.
This is Chris Hunsinger. This request for action seeks approval to establish a roster of pre-qualified communications and research firms to assist Rhode Island Housing with various external efforts, communication efforts, including marketing, advertising, et cetera. We issued an RFP to create this roster in September of 2024. It was posted on our website, the state purchasing website, and followed our typical guidelines. It sought firms to fulfill needs under the following categories: marketing, advertising, media buying, creative services, photography, report writing, public and stakeholder engagement, focus groups, surveys, in-depth interviews, and facilitated meetings, strategic communications advice and counsel, and website hosting, maintenance, and support. The RFP also had three other tasks that you do not see there. They were production of state or federal required plans or reports, grant writing, and industry market analysis. Because we did not receive sufficient, or what we thought were sufficient, responses in those categories, we decided to hold those separate, keep the RFP for those open, and hope to come back to you with those categories at a later date. For the 8 that we did receive sufficient proposals, we received submissions from 20 firms, with some firms applying for different tasks in multiple categories. Selection committee comprised of Rhode Island Housing staff who reviewed them in accordance with the criteria that was set in the RFP and determined whether respondents were qualified to perform the services. Based on this review, You will see the same firms and the roster in the different categories. I'm going to not read them unless somebody requires that. You'll see some in every category. You'll see some in one. And obviously, the score sheet is available if you require it. So the selected firms will appear on this roster for a period of 3 years and will engage firms as needed based on the projects that are before us. In some instances, we'll solicit what they call mini bids from those lists, and some will just choose off of them. It will really just depend. So I'm happy to answer any of your questions.
I'll ask a couple of procedural questions. First of all, thank you, Chris. In general, do we request most favored nation status, the lowest rates, government rates? And that, so if you do select them, you're ending up with a rate that is at that low level. Was there anyone who was declined?
There were a handful of firms that came in for some tasks, and I guess get you that sheet,
right,
that weren't qualified or were so out of the ballpark as far as money goes that we would never.
Got it. So it's really two tiers. It's like really not close and then everybody. Have we done it this way before for these purposes, marketing, PR, et cetera?
Yes, and the research pieces too. So
yep.
We've done it, I want to say twice before, but at least once before.
Okay, gotcha. And three-year term is also ordinary for us, the three-year, that's what you expressed, right?
Yep.
Same method as asked?
Yes.
Okay, makes good sense. Questions?
Yeah, Chris. In this context, what does research mean? Is that like media-based research or is it like a report?
It runs the gamut.
Yeah.
So we do some market research when that's required, but in other instances where we would do like market analysis or need research to inform new programs and things like that. So it really can run the gamut.
Is that represented in one of these categories? Or is that one of the ones that
they're... The three that we, so industry and market analysis, we just received one, grant writing and federal plans and reports. We only received one. The fact that they're not here doesn't speak to their qualifications, just that we thought we'd like to see if we couldn't get a few more. But so industry and market analysis, that's more data driven. A lot of the others that you'll see up here, so marketing and advertising media, that would have a research and data component. But the focus group surveys, in-depth interviews, that could be more policy-based, it could be more communications-based, program-based.
And is report writing just kind of working with RI Housing staff to create the final product for the federal government, the state government, whoever?
Or whoever, right. So we had put together a report on our performance on rent relief. It's always good to have kind of an outside voice, especially when you've been so inside a program you can't separate yourself from it anymore. So,
why does that program come to mind?
Traumatic. because we did a report for that.
Yes.
Can you say that again, the difference between the report writing and then the one that you weren't able to fill, the state or federal requirements?
Sure. The state or federal required plans are more like the consolidated plan or the things that are required that have specific requirements from HUD that we're required to submit. The report writing is more general. So if we wanted to do an analysis of our HCV program, we would... We might put it out externally, but we would ask them to come in and review with us all of the information and help to write it.
So then for that other service, the production of state or federal required plans or reports, is that something that you're going to start now looking for?
Yeah, so that's still open. Those three tasks are still open. We hope to receive a few more. That one tends to be really technical. So you either know how to do them, and that's what you do, or you don't. So we just hope to see a few more responses.
Other questions? Can you just repeat which subcategories, I think we all got it, which subcategories were set aside for future purposes?
Grant writing, industry market analysis, and production of state and federal required plans or reports. And that RFP is back out We have made an effort to beef up the number of folks who received that announcement, and it is currently on the Rhode Island Housing website if you know anyone.
Got it. Anyone else? Okay. I'll entertain a motion.
So moved, Rob Craven.
Second.
Second, Rebecca.
Moved and seconded. Any further comments? Hearing none, Kelly will do the honors.
Yes. This is Kelly Kenyon-LaValle. Commissioners, all those in favor of recommending approval of list of pre-qualified communication services and research firms, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. For the record, the motion is approved by unanimous vote.
Great. Action and a recommendation for approval of renewal of master agreement with MetaSource. And Peter, would you please present?
Thank you. This is Peter Pergonis. This RFA seeks authorization for Rhode Island Housing to enter into a renewal of the master services agreement with MetaSource LLC. MetaSource LLC is a post-closing due diligence provider. Essentially, they review every mortgage that we originate or purchase. They review all of the documents, make sure they are executed, make sure they're complete, make sure they meet investor guidelines and compliance guidelines and so forth. We entered into an agreement with them in January of 2021. It was a four-year agreement with a two-year extension. We'd like to exercise that option to extend for 2 years. They've been an excellent partner. Their software, their proprietary software, which is known as MetaWorks, while a little bit techie for some of our lenders, is quite effective and works very well. MetaWorks also has been very helpful in making some changes that we have deemed necessary, given the constant change in the mortgage industry in terms of what we'd like to see from their due diligence. The only other item I'd like to mention is that there would be a 3% increase in our cost and on what we pay them if we were to indeed exercise the option and renew for another 2 years. Thank you.
Just right off the bat on that point, was that the 3% increase was baked into the original agreement that we're exercising the option for?
Okay. Exactly. So 3% from the prices of January 2021.
Great. I do have another couple questions, but let me open it up to colleagues first.
Can I build on that one?
Please.
Rebecca, asking a question. The 3% is for year 5 and year 6, or it is just 3% for years 5 and 6?
5 and 6.
Okay. Thank you.
Other questions? The contract includes services in our partnership with the state of Maine?
Correct.
So, can you say a little bit more about that?
Exactly. So they review the loans that we service for the Maine State Housing Agency and make sure that the loans are actually filled with fully papered with the documents that we need to take over the servicing of those documents.
Gotcha. And are we in turn reimbursed for those expenses by Maine? Is that the way that works?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep, this is Karen. We're fully reimbursed for outsourced services.
Great. Is that relationship going well in general? Carol,
yes.
Everybody, yeah?
It has been going well.
Yeah. How many years is that now?
Several, right?
A lot, yeah.
Half a dozen?
A bunch of years, right?
Yeah. Probably about 5 years.
Yeah.
I think we're coming up on a renewal.
On a renewal and in negotiation, and it's going smoothly so far.
And right there is the sign they're interested in preserving.
Yes,
so
correct.
A very good sign.
Yeah.
I feel like that could be something that we publicize more if Maine would be open.
It's hard because
it's
a different type of servicing that's happening in other areas. It's not necessarily that relationship between an HFA and an HFA.
Okay.
It's who are the national servicers, the big banks, right?
Yeah. JP Morgan, very large servicers. U.S. Bank does a lot of servicing.
Any other questions? Not all entertain a motion.
Rebecca, so moved.
Second?
Second.
One last chance for questions. Hearing none, Kelly, can we take the vote?
Absolutely. This is Kelly Kenyon-LaValle. Commissioners, all those in favor of recommending approval of renewal of master agreement with MetaSource LLC, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. For the record, the motion is approved by unanimous vote.
Very good. We are on item 4, which is recommendation for approval of delegation of corporate authority for Government National Mortgage Association, Ginnie Mae, MBS programs, and Bernadette, would you please present this item?
Yes, thank you. Thank you. This is Bernadette Schaffner. This request for action is to grant signature authority to certain designated officers and employees to act on behalf of Rhode Island Housing in regard to conducting business and facilitating our relationship with Jinmei. You'll see two lists of proposed authorized signers attached to the RFA. One is related to our single-family line of business, and one is related to our multifamily line of business. Like the corporate signatory delegations that came before the board last month, this is also a routine item that comes to the board about once a year to allow us to maintain up-to-date lists of authorized signers related to our Ginnie Mae relationship. Rather than designate and title, Ginnie Mae requires that signatories are authorized in name, so keeping the list refreshed annually allows us to account for any staffing turnover that might occur. The authorized signer list includes staff from the executive, finance, homeownership, development, loan servicing, IT, and compliance areas of the corporation. Any changes to this version from the prior version have been made only to account for staff turnover, and this version will replace any previous designation.
Any questions, colleagues? None, I'll entertain a motion.
So moved, Rob Craven.
Is there a second?
Second, Craven.
Moved and seconded. Questions? Hearing none. Kelly, let's do the roll.
Absolutely. This is Kelly Kenyon-LaValle. Commissioners, all those in favor of recommending approval of delegation of corporate authority for Government National Mortgage Association, Ginnie Mae, MBS programs, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say nay. For the record, the motion is approved by unanimous vote.
Fantastic. We are through the business of the meeting. Carol, before we conclude.
No, sir.
All good?
All good.
Thanks again, everybody, for doing the meeting. See you all tomorrow, but this has been a good thing to just make sure we work through the items, and we can express, as we always do, it's been through committee. So there is no further business, and I'd like to request a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Rob Craven.
Is there a second?
Second, Rebecca.
Seconded. Take the vote, Kelly.
Absolutely. This is Kelly Kenyon-LaValle. Commissioners, all those in favor of adjourning, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say nay. For the record, the motion is approved by unanimous vote.
Enjoy the slightly chilly afternoon.